Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Let's go back to late last week. Why did Darren Kirkland Jr. want to leave Tennessee, do you think?
You know, I think there was just a disconnect there from the fact that he had been injured so long and so much had gone on since he'd been able to really be a full participant with his teammates and with his brothers out on the field. And I think that it just sort of bred a little bit of disenchantment in him, and he may be questioned a little bit from speaking with people close to the program. He may be questioned a little bit exactly where or how he would fit in. And, you know, when you're a high-level athlete like that, doubt can be one of your biggest enemies. And I think that just a lot of those thoughts kind of crept in on his way of thinking the more that he set out of practice, the longer it took him to rehab and recover. And, you know, you feel like he's been a guy who's been on the verge of being not just a breakout player for Tennessee, but a breakout player in the SEC and potentially nationally. And he's really been besieged by bad luck injuries.
I think the thing that stuck out to me, and we had this conversation a little bit earlier on the show, is what was concerning is, okay, Thursday he's transferring, then they sit down and meet. Why was that communication maybe not done prior? Like, what's the why here? I think that's what a lot of people are asking.
You know, I think it was a matter of whether or not Darren felt like everybody could get in one room together and hash this out. And I think that Tennessee had the caravan going on and a lot of recruiting, and May is a month where it's strictly voluntary, where you're on campus or not. And it's a time when a lot of people are in and out, and you may only see the strength and conditioning coach or the assistant strength and conditioning coach if you're on campus working out. I don't know how much you see the others. And I think Darren took some time at home and reflected and maybe started thinking it might be time to leave. And then he got the meeting set up with Coach Pruitt, and it was Darren's father, Darren Sr., and his mother, Stephanie, and then Darren and Coach Pruitt. And I think that that meeting is the real reason that Darren has a renewed outlook on wanting to be at Tennessee.
John, which side asked for the meeting? Was it the Kirkland side or the Pruitt and UT side?
You know, I think that Jeremy made it clear he wanted to talk to him and have a meeting. I think it was very much a mutual thing where they were talking about it, and Pruitt said, hey, why don't we discuss this? And Darren said, okay. So, but I think it's something that both sides wanted. I think it was important for both sides to hear each other out. I mean, here's Darren who couldn't really participate in spring camp to get a feel for how he would be coached or where he might fit in an entirely new defensive system. And it's not the same, no matter. And Darren's an incredibly sharp guy. I mean, he's a scholar as much as he is an athlete. And no matter how much you're trying to pick up on the sidelines and by observing practice, it's just not the same. You're not coached the same. You're not earning the respect the same way because you can't be out there. And so I think all of that just took a toll on him.
There are some rumors. There were a couple of stories out there that possibly Coach Pruitt was going to block the transfer, which would certainly go against everything that he has said and been pretty adamant about so far during the caravan. What do you know about those rumors and that side of the story?
Yeah, from the people I've talked to and people I trust immensely who have really helped me tremendously every step of the way on this story, that was not something that Darren ever mentioned to these people or that anyone ever mentioned to me. So I have not had anyone tell me that. I have no reason to believe that that would be the case after the way that Coach Pruitt made it so very clear that his program was benefiting from graduate transfers and that he should not stand in the way of someone who was potentially looking to better himself by going elsewhere. So I didn't have anyone indicating that to me. Kirkland had heard from, I think, Oregon and Washington among Pac-12 schools. He'd heard from ACC, Big Ten schools. And I think we're seeing with what's going on down in Destin this week at spring meetings, That the graduate transfer rule is bubbling to the surface, and rightfully so. There's a great deal of hypocrisy there, where coaches are allowed to flee within the league to bitter rivals, and you know, half of Tennessee's current staff was at Bama last year. Now Bama has Butch Jones and Bob Welton. You've got Larry Scott at Florida and Charlton Warren at Florida, and so on and so forth. And yet you're being told, or guys who are, have graduated, athletes who have graduated, are being told they have stipulations on where they can go. That that reeks of hypocrisy.
Does it feel like there was a front runner of where he might have gone, or did it never even get that far?
I don't know that it got that far. I think that you know, it probably did some good for Darren's confidence to see how many programs from Power Five schools on down all across the country reached out and in a hurry. And you know, like I said, I had a source tell me that Washington was one of those. If that's the case, we're talking about a Washington program just a couple of years removed from the college football playoffs. So they were big time programs that seemed to very much have interest in Darren Kirkland Jr. And I think that was he wasn't seeking a confidence boost, but I think that it probably was a confidence boost, along with him meeting with Coach Pruitt and finding out, you know, he picked Tennessee for a reason. He's been very welcomed at Tennessee and been very effective at Tennessee when he's been able to be on the field. And I think just having the support system and hearing from Coach Pruitt that Coach Pruitt believed Darren could help Tennessee, I think all of that worked together.
Along those lines, how much of an impact can he make in this defense with the switch defensively and at that position for this Tennessee team next season?
Well, I think he can make a big impact, Dawn, and he's a guy I've written stories on in the past. He's got an eidetic memory, or very, very close to that, and he's incredibly sharp. As I already noted, he was a Vol scholar and has graduated. So he's a very cerebral player. I still remember a story I did when he and Quentin Dormady were mid-year freshman enrollees living together, and they would diagram plays for each other on the board and test each other to sharpen their focus and sharpen their knowledge. And so that's the type of player he is, and that's the type of player that Tennessee is getting back. And having him around in the summer, I think, can provide some very intangible benefits as well. He is a leader. He is a guy that people on this team look to, and his play, when he's healthy, can speak for itself.
John Bryce with the story on gridironnow.com. We tweeted it out. You can check it out there at John D. Bryce1 on Twitter.
John, bottom line, who needs who more in this deal? How, with the depth at linebacker, with who they've got coming in, coming back, does he need Tennessee more, or does Tennessee need him more?
I would say Tennessee needs Darren Kirkland Jr. more, where everything is right now. And it's as much about a statement of the program as anything. I mean, Jeremy Pruitt and company have really done some amazing things on the recruiting trail in the month of May, after locking down Jackson Lampley basically the day after signing day, I think in February, to anchor that 2019 class, and argue that Jackson is as important as any recruit in the state of Tennessee in that 2019 class. He's already recruiting for them. But this is still in the immediate tense. This is a guy, those are guys that are going to help Tennessee in 2019, 20, 21, and beyond. Darren Kirkland Jr. is a guy who can help Tennessee now. He's helped Tennessee win football games in the past. I think he will receive overall a level of coaching that maybe he hasn't received before that will only benefit him. He'll get to showcase his skills in a new system and show some versatility for NFL scouts. But I think that Tennessee is coming off a 4-8 season in which Darren Kirkland Jr. never played because of injury. And Tennessee needs every capable body that it can, especially capable bodies with experience and some level of success in SEC games.
Can't imagine the frustration level for Darren Kirkland Jr., though. I mean, you kind of not expect something like this, but can kind of understand something like this, because, I mean, four-star kid, could have gone anywhere. Everybody wanted him. Freshman, all SEC, and then, boom, one injury after another. Does have 2 years left and has already graduated. So, you know, I think certainly can be an important piece for this Jeremy Pruitt initial rebuild. And as you alluded to, can be a leader too.
Yeah, and I think that especially with Kirkland back and him getting healthy and continuing to get healthy and being healthy in the season, I believe that the linebacking unit could potentially be a strength of Tennessee's defense. Corte Sapp had a great spring. Daniel Batuli is another guy who needs to get better, but fits that mold of that 3-4 defense as a big, powerful guy who can move sideline to sideline and never, ever shies away from contact. Another Nashville product there. So I think that linebacker can be an area of strength for Tennessee's defense, especially with Kirkland now saying he'll return and both he and Batuli getting healthy.
Well, big get too, as you mentioned, Bryce, with recruiting up to number 20 in 24/7 Sports. So Pruitt was momentum there. I appreciate the time, man. Great job on this story.
I appreciate it very much. Always a pleasure to hop on with you guys. You're the best in the nation for a reason, and I'm jealous of all the days for me not to be able to visit in studio. You got Frank Galliendo coming on, and I am incredibly jealous of that. I went to see him a few years ago in East Tennessee and watch all of his stuff, and he's remarkably talented.
What's your favorite Galliendo impression?
Probably Madden, but when he sort of does, when he does a one man of the entire Seinfeld cast and gets his Kramer going, that's some pretty next level stuff.
Appreciate it, Bryce. Thank you, man.
Thanks, folks.